Good morning. Today is Wednesday, December 18, 2024, and this is Office Daily Morning Prayer, Right 2. We begin on page 75 of the Book of Common Prayer. Watch, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or in the morning, lest he come suddenly and find you asleep. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on us. Forgive us all our sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen us in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep us in eternal life.
Amen.
Lord, open our lips,
and our mouths shall proclaim your praise.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Please join me in the Divinity. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and raise a loud shout to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the caverns of the earth, and the heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it,
and his hands have molded the dry land.
Come, let us bow down and bend the knee, and kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Oh, that today you will hearken to his voice. Our King and Savior now draws near. Come, let us adore him. The psalm for today is Psalm 119, beginning on page 767 of the Book of Common Prayer. Remember your word to your servant, because you have given me hope.
This is my comfort in my trouble, that your promise gives me life.
The proud have derided me quite cruelly, but I have not turned from your law.
When I remember your judgments of old, O Lord, I take great comfort.
I am filled with a burning rage because of the wicked who forsake you, your law.
Your statutes have been like songs to me, wherever I have lived as a stranger.
I remember your name in the night, O Lord, and dwell upon your law.
This is how it has been with me, because I have kept your commandments.
You only are my portion, O Lord. I have promised to keep your words.
I entreat you with all my heart. Be merciful to me according to your promise.
I have considered my ways and turned my feet toward your decrees.
I hasten and do not tarry to keep your commandments.
Though the cause of the wicked entangle me, I do not forget your law.
At midnight I will rise to give you thanks because of your righteous judgments.
I am a companion of all who fear you and of those who keep your commandments.
The earth, O Lord, is full of your love. Instruct me in your statutes.
O Lord, you have dealt graciously with your servant, according to your word.
Teach me discernment and knowledge, for I have believed in your commandments.
Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word.
You are good, and you bring forth good. Instruct me in your statutes.
The proud have smeared me with lies, but I will keep your commandments.
Their heart is gross and fat, but my delight is in your law.
It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn your statutes.
The law of your mouth is dearer to me than thousands in gold and silver. Glory
to
the
Father,
and
to
the
Son,
and to
the Holy
Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and
will
be forever.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
A reading from the prophet Isaiah. The Lord sent a word against Jacob, and it fell on Israel. And all the people knew it, Ephraim and the inhabitants of Samaria. But in pride and arrogance of heart they said, "The bricks have fallen, but we will build with dressed stones. The sycamores have been cut down, but we will put cedars in their place." So the Lord raised adversaries against them and stirred up their enemies, the Arameans on the east and the Philistines on the west. And they devoured Israel with open mouth. For all this, his anger has not turned away. His hand is stretched out still. The people did not turn to him who struck them, or seek the Lord of hosts. So the Lord cut off from Israel head and tail, palm branch and reed in one day. Elders and dignitaries are the head, and prophets who teach lies are the tail. For those who led this people led them astray, and those who were led by them were left in confusion. That is why the Lord did not have pity on their young people or compassion on their orphans and widows. For everyone was godless and an evildoer, and every mouth spoke folly. For all this, his anger has not turned away. His hand is stretched out still. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Canto number 11, the third song of Isaiah, begins on page 87 of the Book of Common Prayer. Arise, shine,
for
your
light
has come,
and
the glory
of
the
Lord
has dawned upon
you.
For behold, darkness covers the land,
deep
gloom enshrines
the
peoples, but over you the Lord will rise. And his glory will appear upon you. Nations will stream to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawning.
Your
gates will
always
be open.
By
day
or
night,
they
will never
be
shut.
They
will call
you
the city
of
the Lord,
the
Zion
of
the
Holy
One
of
Israel.
Violence
will
no
longer
be heard in your
land.
Ruin
or destruction within
your
borders. You
will
call your
walls
salvation,
and
all your
portals
praise.
The sun will be no more your light by
day.
By
night
you
will
not
need
the brightness
of
the
moon.
The
Lord
will
be your
everlasting
light,
and
your
God
will be
your
glory.
Glory
to the Father, and to the
Son,
and
to
the Holy
Spirit,
as
it
was in
the
beginning,
is
now,
and will be
forever.
Amen. A reading from the second epistle of St. Peter. But false prophets also rose among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive opinions. They will even deny the master who bought them, bringing swift destruction on themselves. Even so, many will follow their licentious ways, and because of these teachers, the way of truth will be maligned. And in their greed they will exploit you with deceptive words. Their condemnation, pronounced against them long ago, has not been idle, and their destruction is not asleep. For if God did not spare the angels when they sinned, but cast them into hell, and committed them to chains of deepest darkness to be kept until the judgment, and if he did not spare the ancient world, even though he saved Noah, a herald of righteousness, with seven others, when he brought a flood on a world of the ungodly, and if by turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah to ashes he condemned them to extinction, and made them an example of what was coming to the ungodly, and if he rescued Lot, a righteous man, greatly distressed by the licentiousness of the lawless, for that righteous man, living among them day after day, was tormented in his righteous soul by their lawless deeds that he saw and heard, then the Lord knows how to rescue the godly from trial, and to keep the unrighteous under punishment until the day of judgment, especially those who indulge their flesh in depraved lust, and who despise authority. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Canticle number 16, the Song of Zechariah, beginning on page 92 of the Book of Common Prayer. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies,
free to worship him without fear,
holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation
by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death,
and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
A reading from Mark's Gospel. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophet Isaiah, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only the Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Our Father in heaven,
hallowed be your name.
Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Amen.
Suffrage A, beginning on page 97 of the Book of Common Prayer. Show us your mercy, O Lord,
and grant us your salvation.
Clothe your ministers with righteousness.
Let your people sing with joy.
Give peace, O Lord, in all the world.
For only in you can we live in safety.
Lord, keep up this nation under your care.
And guide us in the way of justice and truth.
Let your way be known upon earth.
Your saving health among all nations.
Let not the needy, O Lord, be forgotten.
Nor the hope of the poor be taken away.
Create in us clean hearts, O God.
And sustain us with your Holy Spirit.
Let us pray. A cordet for grace. Lord God, Almighty and Everlasting Father, you have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power, that we may not fall into sin nor be overcome by adversity, and in all we do, draw us to the fulfilling of your purpose, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
A prayer for mission. O God, you have made of one blood all the peoples of the earth, and sent your blessed Son to preach peace in those who are far off, and to those who are near, grant that people everywhere may seek after you and find you. Bring the nations from your fold. Pour out your Spirit upon all those and hasten the coming of your kingdom, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. The prayer for general thanksgiving. Almighty God, Father of all mercies,
we your unworthy servants, give you humble thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all whom you have made.
We bless you for your creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life, but above all for your immeasurable love in the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. And we pray, give us such an awareness of your mercies that with truly thankful hearts we may show forth your praise, not only with our lips, but in our lives, by giving up ourselves to your service and by walking before you in holiness and righteousness all our days.
Through Jesus Christ,
our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory throughout all ages. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to him from generation to generation in the church and in Christ Jesus forever and ever.
Amen.